Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually even got to the point now when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts. I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
It hadn't been forgotten,
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
It's always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation. That's what you need to do. You need to be part of, no, come on, really, the conversation. Know what people are saying. Understand what they're saying. Get involved with them. Right? Somebody just sent me an email. I love this one. It says, hey, they're not predicting food shortages. Stop saying that. They're planning them. Like, whoa, okay. I got that one. I'm good with that. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Truly be part of the conversation so that you're part of the solution. And the only way you do that, again, I know I'm repeating myself, but I'm doing it on purpose. I want you to catch on. I want you to know about this. Because it's crazy for us to keep letting them get away with this. We need to stop. Stop giving them a pass. Do what they're doing. I mean, Disney is one thing, but do what they're doing. Get out in front of your congressman's office, your assembly, your house member, whatever. Your elected official. They're not doing what you hired them. You hired them. You have to get paid for this job. It's not voluntary. And they pay big bucks. Utah's Governor Spencer Cox is out of control as far as Republicans are concerned. And this is exactly what I'm telling you. I tell a lot of you, you know, when it comes to Republican principles, just because somebody is registered as a Republican has an R in front of their name doesn't mean they are. The Republican leader who presides over one of the reddest states in the country has energetically supported some of the most radical aspects of the woke ideology. Now, he's in Utah. You'd think this would be a problem there. Utah is a very deep red state. Well, I don't know how Romney got in, but that's beside the point. Right? The voting index currently sits at Republicans are at 20% more than Democrats in the state. It makes it the second most Republican state in the country. It's tied with Oklahoma. But Spencer Cox, the state's first term Republican governor, has consistently toyed, if you would, with social liberalism. He doesn't let anybody know it. I mean, he doesn't come out and say it. He does it in his office. He does it when he's signing or not signing bills, or vetoing bills for that matter. He's widely out of step with the people who voted him in. Now, in 2019, Cox, then Utah's lieutenant governor, tearfully apologized to LGBTQ activists for the collapse of a proposed ban on controversial therapy in 2021. Right now, this is the therapy where You can't, in California, they call it, you know, they do this thing where they call it conversion therapy to scare the crud out of you. And I pulled up a video I was going to play for you guys, but yeah, I'm not going to do it. I'll do it some other night. But this is where they sold the fact that it's hooey, it's hogwash, and it doesn't work. And besides, it's very dangerous. And they claim that they, you know, duct tape you down in a chair, they give you drugs and electric shock treatment, and you know, maybe that happened to a few. Maybe it did. But that's not what conversion therapy really is about in a real church. And it's about prayer. And it's about teaching someone. Helping somebody really understand who God is so they can understand who they are. That's what real conversion therapy is about. And then they make fun of you, and you guys let them do it, but they say, well, you can't pray the gay away. Well, then you don't believe in prayer at all, number one. Number two is it's not about praying the gay away. Got freedom of, you got freedom of choice, don't you? God gives you free will. You can't pray the smoking away. You can't pray the alcoholism away. You've got to do something. You've got to stop buying the booze. You've got to stop buying the cigarettes. There's a lot more to it. I'm not going to get all into it tonight. But again, you know, here's a Republican in a very religious state, and he really doesn't care what you people think. This is why I say, I love when people say to me, well, they're a Republican, doesn't mean jack. Right? For all, what's it called? The Fairness for All Act came out in 2021, a Republican bill in the U.S. House that has been the subject of fierce social conservative criticism. It's attempted to write sexual orientation and gender identity into federal civil rights law. It's around the same time he threatened to veto a proposed ban on gender transition surgeries for minors. We have to be really careful anytime government gets in between doctors and families and patients. Yes and no. Are the families been given the proper information? A lot of families make emotional decisions on what to do with their kids. They make emotional decisions on what allow the kids to do or not do. Come on, let's just be honest about it. Why do you think over the last few decades the plastic surgery for very young children, and I'm talking like 12 years old and up, they're not even done. It's thin, their skin isn't even done stretching yet. It's up a couple of 100%. Why? Someone's in your house. We'll talk about that just on the break. Be back in a few minutes.
Travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right, call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
901-424-5218. 901-424-5218. That's 901-424-5218.
Stock market have you nervous? With geopolitical conflict and inflation concerns, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. But with Vantage Point, you don't have to. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word DEMO to 813813 and discover how to predict stock market trends up to 3 days ahead with incredible accuracy. Whether you trade stocks, options, forex, futures, or crypto, Vantage Point's patented artificial intelligence can give you a massive edge. Text DEMO to 813813 to get what you need to stay ahead. ahead of the markets and find big moves before they happen. Don't wait. Text DEMO to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting DEMO, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and text using automated technology. Offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition of purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811, brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while, we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Established that persons who have recently died have been returning to life and committing acts of murder.
You know this man.
Go ahead. Make my day.
Your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Not part of the problem. And really that simple. Not part of the problem. So, we're talking about the Utah governor, who, A, is not very Republican. You know, I wish these guys would just re-register as a Democrat, get it over with, so we know who you are. This is Utah Governor Spencer Cox. And he's always been a squishy. He's all tied up in the social justice issues without any real thought through it. So, you know, when he was lieutenant governor of Utah, he apologized to LGBT activists for the clash of a proposed ban on conversion therapy. And so, really, when you think about it, where's the proof that he has? When you're that high up, when you're the governor, lieutenant governor, and so on, shouldn't you be using, I'm going to use the word, don't get mad at me, science? Right? Shouldn't you be using the information that you have and use science to back it up? So when you look at this, what was the comment that sent me into orbit? We have to be really careful anytime the government gets in between doctors and families and patients. No, that's not true. All right, first of all, yeah, I agree that families have a right to do whatever they want to do with their kids. I mean, short of killing them. But are they informed properly? Are they getting real information? That was my argument, because they're getting lied to when it comes to transgenderism. They're getting lied to a lot. You know, there's a special clinic in Boston. And they tell, they give you hormone blockers, and they tell the parents that should you decide not to do this, we can stop the hormone blockers anytime and things will kick right back in. It's not true. It's a flat-out lie. And it can be proven scientifically. Matter of fact, you don't even need a doctor's degree. Figure this out. You have certain things that are developing in your body at certain periods of time in your age and your growth pattern. If you freeze that, if you stop that from happening, then there's other things in your body that don't grow properly. And now they're saying that some of the people that gave hormone blockers to at an early age, because we're getting years into this now, they're having medical problems, health problems. Unreal. They don't care about your kids. Now, you parents that are on top of this, that want your child to be happy, happy is a fleeting thing. It's not permanent. And for that moment in time, why are you doing this? Something that could damage your child for life. Right? The large percentage, I just started telling you about this, I'm going to go through it a little bit here. Teenagers, they account for a large amount of plastic surgery in this country. You ready for this one? The most common procedures among teens is nose reshaping, male breast reduction, and ear surgery. Really? I mean, I get it. I guess some of you feel really bad about the way you look, about the way your nose looks, or what have you. Unless it's a medical emergency, why play with it at that age? That's number one. Number two, I mean, look, I'm not talking about a person who has extreme deformities. I don't like my nose, it's too wide. Or whatever, whatever, whatever. Then what happens? What are you programming yourself to believe? That as long as I look better, as long as I have this work done and I look better, people will like me more? What if you have a really crappy personality? Hey, look it. There was a lot of pretty women out there when I was growing up that were real pieces of work. I'll leave it at that. According to the American Society of Plastic Reconstructive Surgeons, in 2020, nearly 230,000 cosmetic surgeries and nearly 140,000 non-invasive cosmetic procedures were performed. Now, what is that? Let me see. I ran out of fingers and toes here. So we look at 370,000 plastic surgeries were done. Now, again, I'm not talking about those ones for extreme deformities here. They were performed on teens ages 13 through 19. Why does a 13-year-old need a nose job? Okay, you know, I mean, I'm large now, but I wasn't always large. And when I was in school, yeah, I had man boobies. Because I ate like a pig. I was Italian. You had to eat like a pig. Anyway. Right, can you imagine my parents taking me in for breast reductions at that age? It wasn't unnecessary, uncalled for. Because as I started growing up and, you know, I got in the gym and working out and playing football, they went away. Just amazing. And yet the parents look at this, so this is a decision that they make. I hope and believe that, you know, minor surgeries like this are not earth-shattering, not end-of-the-world stuff. But the fact that their whole character, their strength, comes from how they look is not a good thing. Anyway, I mean, just amazing. Now, the governor has been open about working closely with LGBT activists during negotiations over the transgender legislation in his state last year. The executive director of Equality Utah, state-based LGBT advocacy group, praised the Republican as a true champion for the LGBTQ youth. When the ban on transgender athletes was initially floated in February, Cox expressed concerns, echoing activists' line that transgender kids are just trying to stay alive. Well, we heard last week, we've heard the numbers all along. This is a pull at your heartstrings. It's not true. Now, the governor couldn't cite any recent or real studies that prove that. Right? When it came to, we had Walt Heyer on the show last week. Go back and get the podcast. When we had Walt Heyer on the show, he, for all intents and purposes, was able to prove the opposite. That when these kids have the operation to get the hormone blockers, they stay in their suicidal funk. Very few of them are happy with it. Many are trying to detransition now. So, again, I'm saying all this just because somebody has an R in front of their name, or even a D for that matter, doesn't mean that that's what they are. Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. I've got so much more to talk about. We'll be back in just a little bit.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News.
Governor Greg Abbott of Texas is taking things to a new level in the fight against illegal immigration at the southern border.
Texas is planning to send any illegal immigrants captured at the border to the nation's capital.
Texas is providing charter buses to send these illegal immigrants who have been dropped off by the Biden administration to Washington, D.C. We are sending them to the United States Capitol, where the Biden administration will be able to more immediately address the needs of the people that they are allowing to come across our border.
Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott speaking to reporters on Wednesday. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
Jet fuel supplies are draining fast on the East Coast. Jet fuel stockpiles there fell for a third straight week to their lowest level seasonally since 1996. This is USA Radio News.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
You live here?
Yes.
Well, maybe you know what a zombie is.
When a person dies and is buried, it seems there's certain voodoo priests who have the power to bring him back to life.
Horrible.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own. You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders, not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
Come on, you gotta love that one. Even back then, they were known as fools. Right back in the 50s. Although I don't know what that says for our rank and file people who vote. God bless. We've dumbed down education for so long in this country, it's just pathetic. Just totally pathetic. All right, let's get to it. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki. She was asked about Biden's recommendation letter. I don't know if you heard, but he wrote a recommendation letter from one of his son's friends. The recommendation letter, I can't think of the guy's name. Anyway, for Hunter Biden. Oh my God, one of his business associates. So Psaki said, well, that's when he was a private citizen. Well, the problem was the question wasn't posed, well, while he's been president, has he? Did he ever write a letter as a private citizen for? Right? See, they're experts at the word game. They really, truly are. So during their press briefing on Wednesday, Psaki was asked about the emails that were obtained exclusively by Fox News, revealing that the president wrote a college recommendation letter from the son of a Chinese executive who did business with Hunter. Asked by White House correspondent Peter Ducey whether it was common for the President Biden to do favors for Hunter Biden's international business partners, Psaki said, well, I've seen the report. I have no confirmation or comment about whether the president, when he was a private citizen, wrote a college recommendation letter for an individual. Now, he said he's known none of Biden's friends, right? Or whatever. Well, that turns out to be not so true, maybe. She said, I have no confirmation of any recommendation letter my president wrote when he was a private citizen. He probably doesn't even remember. He can't remember at this point. Think about it. So, because he wasn't serving a public office, means he didn't have to answer the question or something. But the newly released emails show a series of exchanges between Hunter and his business associates, It involved his firm, Rosemont Seneca, joint venture with the Chinese investment firm, what's it called? Bohai Capital. Back in February of 2017, Eric, who served as president of Rosemont Seneca, sent an email to CEO of BHR, Jonathan Lee, after Lee sent Hunter his son's resume, what list of colleges he planned to apply to. Hunter asked me to send you a copy of the recommendation letter that he wrote and asked his father to write on behalf of Christopher. The president had repeatedly denied discussing Hunter's business ventures with his son. See, this is plausible deniability. Now he can come in and say, well, I wasn't talking about his business. He said he had a friend who was a good guy. I mean, this is how they play the game. So, I mean, truly, wouldn't you ask your son, wait a minute, you want me to write a letter for your business partner? Okay. Well, tell me about this young man. Tell me why I'm doing this. How do I know he's okay? There would be more to it than that. Well, wait a minute, I forgot. Joey B thinks that Hunter is the smartest man he knows. So if that's the case, yeah, he may not ask him any questions as to why, where, how, and when. Isn't this sick? No, really. I find it extremely sick. 855-REAL-LOW, Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, and not part of the problem. It's really that simple. I'm so floored by how much power the Twitter employees perceive that they have, think that they have, or probably actually do have. Right? I don't know about you guys, but I don't know any. I mean, well, when I worked for somebody, yeah, it's come back to haunt me mentally here. When I worked for somebody, I did what I was told to do. I mean, as long as it wasn't illegal or immoral, you did exactly what you were told to do to make sure you get your paycheck every week, right? So we're back to the government. I don't know if you guys caught this. We're back to the government now giving free cell phones to illegals. So if any of you can't afford your cell phone, one of the things you could do is you could turn around and go ahead and just go down. Well, I guess you don't have to break into Mexico, do you? Go down to Mexico. Come through here, just say, you're illegal, you don't have papers, make like you can't speak English. From what I'm seeing in the videos and hearing is they give you a new set of clothes, right? They'll give you a cell phone. Now, the reason for the cell phone, they say, because I love this, is so they can stay in touch with them. Because you know as well as I do that if they have a phone, especially a smart, and most of them seem to already have smartphones on them. Just talking to Tammy about that. Look at watching the videos of them, you know, coming over the border. I'm like, look at them. They got good, clean clothes. They stop from going through the river. They got cell phones on them. Where are they charging those cell phones? Where are they getting them? Right? Now, the White House admitted that illegal immigrants are being provided with taxpayer-funded smartphones in an effort for the Biden administration to track the invaders as they await immigration hearings. She said that we need to take steps to ensure that we, you know, one of these days, who knows, is going to grow so long until you're wrapped up in that microphone. We need to take steps to ensure that we know where the individuals are and we can track and we can check in with them. Right. I'm sure they'll call you on a regular basis. Not a problem. God, these guys. See, at first I would say they're so naive. They're so juvenile in the way they think. But then I come to the realization that, no, this is planned. They know exactly what they're doing. And your taxpayer money is paying for this. You know, they think we don't want to pay taxes. But it's not true. What it is right now is that we don't want all this money that's being spent, that's being wasted, that's being flushed away. That's our tax money. You guys use it like it's an ATM machine with no restrictions. But it's not true, and it's not what it is. Right? And that's what's, truly, that's what's getting old. The Alternatives to Detention program, which is what we utilize, has three unique forms of technology to monitor participants enrolled in the program. She goes on to say telephonic is one of them, which uses a participant's voice to create a biometric voice print during the enrollment process. And when a participant has check-in call, their voice is compared to the voice print. Yeah. I love it. Let's give them all this technology. God, Samsung must be really happy because they're using Samsung phones. Just think about that. If you've got hundreds of thousands, millions actually, but let's just say hundreds of thousands of people coming over. Can you imagine calling Samsung and say, hey, I need 500,000 of those phones right away? Sources have said that the parole releases to migrants are asked to turn themselves into ICE in a city of their choice. Many of them are given these phones by the government to track them and allow them to communicate with ICE. But there's no way to stop them from tossing these phones. So, well, listen, you know what I would, you know me, I'm a real jokester. I would actually, duct tape the phone to a dog and send him on his happy way. A dog I didn't know that wouldn't follow me around. All right, go ahead, track that, Saki. Seriously. That's how bad it is. And again, so you heard about the subpoenas, two of Trump's former, I'll call them, administration members. They were held in contempt of Congress today for ignoring the subpoena. More smoke and mirrors. More fog to keep you from the reality here. Hunter Biden's laptop. Right? Now, the guy who gave him the laptop says, hey, by the way, I've got over 100,000 emails of his and 80,000 images that were deleted off of there. More than happy to give them to you. Jump into your host. Talk about that on the side of the break.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, but I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
We are back. You're going to see your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And as I say a million times, over and over and over again, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. Truly, just be part of the solution. Now, can you imagine, any of you, if there was even a hint that any one of the Trump boys and daughter were involved in any kind of scandal like Hunter Biden's laptop? Those deleted emails, all the files that they can't seem to find, they'd be coming in truckloads. 120 emails? What are you, crazy? We have 120 million of them. Here. You know that's exactly what would be happening. But what's really sad is the guy who turned over the laptop. Yeah, they called him all kinds of stuff. He went out of business. That's how the left operates. They don't want to hear the truth. And if you have the truth, they want to shut you down and do something nasty to you. But Jack Maxey, who previously worked as a researcher for the War Room podcast by Steve Bannon, he told the Daily Mail that he fled the U.S. to Switzerland because he's worried about retaliation from the White House. I would be too. They're thugs. That whole group of Obama, you know, administrators that are now in the White House, they never really left. Right? They're thugs. That's how they operate. They operate like the mafia used to operate. Anyway, he had to move to Switzerland because he's afraid. He said, I came here to Zurich so that we could do a forensic examination of Hunter's laptop safely in a country that still respects human liberty. Oh, my God. Can you imagine? The publication says he plans to post all the content online in a searchable database in the next coming weeks. Great. Good for him. Another source tells Newsmax that the newly recovered emails are shocking and could bring down Washington as we know it. Good. But see, the problem is he's going to have a challenge getting them out. So he has to get them to as many of us as humanly possible. He has to make sure that news sources that will print this stuff are flooded with this, that there's no way to really shut them down on that big bad interweb. Do billboards. I mean, really, seriously, you got to go a little old-fashioned here. It's the only way you're going to make it work. He said, I don't believe this would have been impossible for me inside of the United States. We had numerous attempts on us from trying to do things like this there. Hunter Biden has reported financial ties not only to Ukraine and Russia, but two countries at war. He's got ties to China. The New York Times and Washington Post last month reversed course, acknowledged that the emails drawn from his laptop were authentic. 9 months after they obtained them, 2 years after the Intel reports called the information dump disinformation. This is why you can't believe them. This is why you can't have anything to do with them. Seriously, no joke. Now, the Times is reporting that Biden is now the subject of an active federal grand jury in Delaware. All right, anybody know where that's going to go? Anybody? Nowhere. I don't have a crystal ball. And I'm trying to figure out how they played this out. How they play this out with Joey B. How they play this out with Hunter Biden. Do you know what I'm saying here? Now, Maxie also said the FBI failed to enter the laptop that it got from the computer repairman. It didn't put it in the evidence. It didn't do anything with it. They essentially declared, in their best opinion, you notice how they always say they use those weasel words. Right? Still to this day, I can't understand how Panetta and Clapper and Hayden and Brennan declared it to be, a falsehood and got away with it. Again, I say to you, I'm not trying to beat it to death, but if this was anybody affiliated with Trump, it'd be all over. And how many other cover-ups were there? You think this was the only one? Anybody really believe this was the only one? Ah, this was just, this was just one bad... No. The cover-up of the laptop, he added, is a bipartisan problem and should be investigated. Right? He told the Daily Mail of intimidating black SUVs outside his home and strange calls since he contacted the publication last year. Very dear friends of mine, he said, a sharp tip of the spear, were making welfare calls to me every day, basically to see if I was still alive. Look, I know some of you think this is the movie stuff, the deep, dark movie stuff, but it's not. This goes on today. I always found it interesting that when it came to the mafia, I love to talk about this stuff, right? When it came to the mafia, what the mafia was doing, you look at this, and you see it on TV almost in a glorifying way. Not all of them, don't get me wrong. The Godfather had its moments of glory, if you would. Made it look kind of sexy. But the newer ones don't. They all kind of make the mafia look sexy. Well, they're not sexy. And it's not cool. I knew what they did. I saw what they did firsthand at times. We have an election coming up in the fall, and my prayer is that every member of the United States House and Senate who are running for office this year get replaced. I almost feel the same way. Almost. But there are some people that have been elected that are not tainted yet. right? And our founding fathers were right about parties. They knew, they felt, they understood that parties were going to ruin the country because people, as you see, people become more attached to the party than they do the country. They're caring more about the party than they do the country as a whole and the issues in the country. You know, what is, how? They knew it. They knew this was going to happen. Just amazing. Again, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know what? Have you ever thought about the fact that this chaos at the border, one of the reasons they're not doing anything about it is if they have the chaos, then a lot of this other stuff that's going on, they're hoping, will go by the wayside. We'll get ignored. Right? And if you get, because we're easy, to get our attention off to something else, it's easy. And we need to start paying attention. We start teaching our kids not to be so easily distracted. Really. Here's a good one. Our student leader says he wants black people to be taught that they are superior. A leaked audio from a student leader at Ohio State University revealed that he would like to live in a world where black people are taught that they are superior. According to him, white people have been taught that they are superior, so he would like that flipped and put on the black folks. Now I'm going to tell you something. I am 62 years old. I don't know anybody. I haven't heard of anybody. And I'm not hung around with anybody who's been told that they're superior because of their skin color. Have I run into racists? Yes. Yes, I have. People who are close friends who I don't really associate with anymore. And you can tell by the comments they were making, the things that they were saying, that it was in there. They never admit to it. So I guess for a while they want, you know, what, fair play? They think if you flip this around, it'll change everything? What's that all about? Really? And where's the Ohio State, where are their leaders on this? Why haven't they said anything? And again, like I said, it's really funny how they can think for us. They want to tell us what we know, what we don't know. It's just amazing. It never stops. I love doing the rapid fire stories. You know, Palm Springs, California, is going to give transgenders a monthly check. Again, it's great how the government loves to play with your money. Give away your money. Now, Palm Springs is going to give the transgenders a monthly check, $900. So it makes you wonder why, you know, heck, since they can't ask me to prove anything, I figure Tammy and I can go down there, get us $1,800 a month. Come on, think about it. And I don't even know. I really don't know. Who came up with this? Who decided that this was a good idea? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5. Yeah, there's more to the story. But you know what? It almost isn't worth going into. Really. God bless, guys. Thanks for putting up with me. Appreciate your time with me. Head over to the website, joemessina.com. Joemessina.com. Sign up for the newsletter. You know, text alerts, whatever it is. Hit the donation button. But God bless. Have a great and safe rest of the day.